Mike McKay is executive director and professor at the Great Lakes Institute for Environmental Research at the University of Windsor. And they are among a handful across the country who are getting involved in the COVID-19 pandemic battle by studying untreated sewage. Okay. Glad it's not a visual medium. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on the show. I was surprised to learn, because believe it or not, up until now, I haven't read much about the study of sewage. How much you can tell about overall public health by studying sewage? It's not so uncommon to do this, is it?
No, that's right. It's sort of a new addition in our fight against COVID-19. But this approach has been used for several years now elsewhere, looking for emergence of viruses in our communities, but also used for looking at prescription drugs or illegal drugs in our communities as well.
Right. Have we reached the point now where we're certain that the virus that causes COVID-19 can be found in human waste? We're certain of that now?
Yeah. Now, we don't know if everyone who's infected will shed the virus in their waste. But we certainly know, and this has been shown with multiple studies now throughout the world, that we can reliably detect the genetic signal for the virus in our wastewater.
And how difficult is it to detect that? Because you're talking about a lot of waste and a relatively few number of people with the virus.
Yeah, sure. So we have to concentrate the sample. That's one way we are able to detect the virus. But we also rely on a sort of a molecular technique that amplifies the genetic signal called PCR, polymerase chain reaction. And so that allows us to amplify it and actually detect it.
I'm just thinking about just the total volume of waste that includes water and, there's a lot in it that's not just exactly what you're looking for. So do you have to collect very large samples in order to get what you need, or do you just... Trying to be delicate here. Do you just go straight to the poop?
Yeah. No. So we're working with municipal partners throughout Windsor Essex, including the towns of Lakeshore, Amherstburg, and more recently with the city of Windsor. And we're conducting the work sort of aligned with their regular compliance sampling. So they're obliged to sample at least weekly. Those samples get sent to laboratories for various analyses. When they do that, they grab a sort of a duplicate sample for this study. Right now, we've been asking them to grab 1 liter samples, but we think we can probably get by with even as little as about 50 milliliters to accurately detect the virus.
Right. This is Mike McKay, Executive Director, Professor at the Great Lakes Institute for Environmental Research, studying sewage in the battle of COVID-19. So how does this help you? Okay, you detected. What does that tell you that helps us, other than you know that the virus is present in a community?
Right. So I think, we all know that there's a greater extent of infection in our communities than is reported. We have a lot of asymptomatic cases. We have a lot of cases of individuals who don't fall ill or it's only a mild illness and they don't seek additional medical care. So the actual rates of infection are likely much higher than are reported. Where this approach, we think, will become very beneficial, we'll be looking at trends or changes in infection in our communities. So as we, we've worked very hard in the province throughout the country to flatten the curve, and we're seeing, results of that already, and we're seeing some communities where we're not really seeing infection in those communities. But we keep hearing about this reemergence, the so-called second wave, that's likely going to happen, may happen in later in the summer or the fall. What this approach offers is the ability to have an early alert to the second wave.
Let me stop you there. Can it tell you first what the percentage of infection is in a community? Is there a way to calculate that? like doing a polling sample, can you say, oh, infection rates are probably 3% or 20% or 30%, or you can't get that close?
Yeah, so initially, the early reports using this technique, some of the groups that were reporting this were trying to do that, extrapolate within the community how much infection there was. So, for example, there was a group out of Massachusetts that had one of the early studies using this approach. Based on sort of conventional testing for COVID, the nasal swabs in their community, they were finding that roughly 1 in 5,000 individuals were infected. When they looked at their wastewater and detected the genetic signal for the novel coronavirus, they estimated that 1 in 20 in the community were actually infected.
That's a big difference.
So there's a lot of unknowns. You know, they're at every step here. How much of the, you know, does everyone shed the virus?
Right.
How much of the virus actually persists through the wastewater system? How much are we actually detecting? And so we're a little bit hesitant to use this approach to determine exactly how many infections.
Understood.
There
and I'm going to push you here for time. So it's not dependable enough for that, but you want to use it as an early warning system, right?
Exactly.
So you believe you might see it in the wastewater system before people are even sick enough to go get tested?
We understand now that people are likely shedding the virus before they're showing symptoms of infection.
Right. Just to be clear,
so
you said shedding the virus. In case you've got bad radio interference right now and you're a little confused. But can you be neighborhood specific enough that you could tell public health officials, hey, it's starting to show up in this part of the city. It's time to go in there and do some testing.
That's the beauty of this approach. You know, and again, working with our utilities, our wastewater treatment plants, you could have such fine resolution whereby you could actually sort of dissect out different neighborhoods and such and localize the source of infection.
Wow. I mean, that could be very important, right? Getting it early, finding people who have the infection and stop them from going around and spreading it, right? They don't even know they're sick, but you can find them and isolate them.
This is a real power, a potentially powerful tool for our public health units to allow them, to give them extra time to implement guidelines to help either contain or mitigate the infections.
Just one more bullet in our arsenal, right? And we need lots of them.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Professor Mike McKay, Executive Director, the Great Lakes Institute for Environmental Research at the University of Windsor, testing human wastewater to check for the COVID-19, the virus that causes COVID-19, and try to get to it before it becomes a bigger problem in the community. Really interesting.